Daily Meditations with the Saints. Excerpts from Half Hours with the Saints and Servants of God by Charles Kenny, published in 1882. On the Love of God. This only take care of with all diligence, that you love the Lord your God. Joshua 23:1. The following is from St. Francis de Sales. Love is strong as death, since both equally separate the soul from the body and all terrestrial things. The only difference is that the separation is real and effectual when caused by death, whereas that occasioned by love is usually confined to the heart. I say usually because divine love is sometimes so violent that it actually separates the soul from the body, and by causing the death of those who love, it renders them infinitely happier than if it bestowed on them 1,000 lives. As the lot of the reprobate is to die in sin, that of the elect is to expire in the love and grace of God, which is effected in several ways. Many of the saints died not only in the state of charity, but in the actual exercise of divine love. St. Augustine expired in making an act of contrition, which cannot exist without love. St. Jerome in exhorting his disciples to charity and the practice of all virtues. St. Ambrose in conversing sweetly with his Savior, whom he had received in the Holy Eucharist. St. Anthony of Padua also expired in the act of discoursing with our Divine Lord after having recited a hymn in honor of the ever-glorious Virgin. St. Thomas Aquinas, with his hands clasped, his eyes raised to heaven, and pronouncing these words of the Canticles, which were the last he had expounded, "Come, my beloved, let us go forth into the field." Canticle of Canticles 7:11. All the apostles and the greater number of the martyrs died in prayer. Venerable Bede, having learned the hour of his death by revelation, went to the choir at the usual hour to sing the evening office, it being the feast of the Ascension, and at the very moment he had finished singing Vespers, he expired, following his guide and master into heaven to celebrate his praises in that abode of rest and happiness round which the shades of night can never gather, because it is illumined by the brightness of the eternal day, which neither dawns nor ends. John Gerson, Chancellor of the University of Paris, remarkable for his learning and virtue, after having explained the 50 properties of divine love mentioned in the Canticles, expired at the close of 3 days, smiling and pronouncing these words of the same sacred text, "Thy love, O God, is strong as death." Canticle of Canticles 8:6. The fervor and ardor of St. Martin at the hour of his death are remarkable. St. Louis, who has proved himself as great a monarch among the saints as an eminent saint among kings, being attacked by the plague, ceased not to pray, and after receiving viaticum, he extended his arms in the form of a cross, fixed his eyes on heaven, and, animated with love and confidence, expired in saying with the psalmist, "I will come into thy house, O Lord, I will worship toward thy temple in thy fear." Psalm 5. St. Peter Celestine, after having endured the most cruel and incredible afflictions, seeing the end of his days approach, began to sing like the swan, and terminated his song with his life by these words of the last psalm, "Let every spirit praise the Lord." St. Eusebia, surnamed the Stranger, died kneeling in fervent prayer. St. Peter the Martyr yielded his last sigh in writing, with his finger which he had dipped in his blood, the articles of the faith for which he sacrificed his life, and in saying, "Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit." The great apostle of the Indies and Japan, St. Francis Xavier, expired holding a crucifix, which he tenderly embraced and incessantly repeated in transports of love, "O Jesus, the God of my heart." The saintly Father Cinieri tells us that the sure way of gaining heaven without much cost is by making frequent acts of the love of God and by accustoming ourselves to do everything with the intention of pleasing Him. We shall no longer be tempted to complain that we cannot undertake such great things as we so much admire in others. God is content if we do all we can to love Him in our sphere of life, and He asks for nothing more. You sometimes regret that you cannot practice great austerities, which no doubt are due to Him for our past sins. Supply for these in another way. Replace those fastings and watchings by fervent acts of love. He requires nothing more. You are engaged here below in temporal affairs. Domestic cares, perchance, occupy your time. Well, do all these with the intention of pleasing Him, and God will be as content as if you had undertaken the worthy functions of an apostolate. By what way, do you think, did the saints attain to the perfection of holiness? It was less by their heroic actions than by the great love they showed in performing their lesser duties. Our Savior does not praise Mary Magdalene for having done much, but for having loved much. Magdalene had not then practiced austerities, but the love of Jesus had filled her heart with torrents of tears.